Hello, welcome to BioExplorer Podcast. In this podcast, we're exploring the world of azaleas, colorful wonders. Azaleas, a captivating and vibrant species of flowering shrubs, have a rich history that dates back centuries. Originating mostly from Asia and North America, these flowering plants have stunning blooms and lush foliage. The name azalea is derived from the Greek word azaleos, which means a dry. Azaleas hold an important place in the realm of gardening. Their striking colors and the ability to bloom generously make them a favorite among garden enthusiasts and landscape artists. They are often used as standalone specimens, in group plantings, or stunning borders and hedges. In addition, azaleas symbolize homecoming and passion, making them a popular choice in cultural festivals and events. In the gardening world, gardeners celebrate azaleas for their adaptability and resilience. They can thrive in all climates, from the cool Himalayas regions to Australia's subtropical zones. Now let's explore different types of azaleas. Azaleas are a fascinating subset of the rhododendron genus, represented by over 800 species. Among these, approximately 75 species are classified as azaleas. These beautiful flowering shrubs are generally grouped into three main categories: evergreen azaleas, deciduous azaleas, and exotic azaleas. Evergreen azaleas are celebrated for their perpetual foliage, maintaining their greenery throughout the year. They are primarily native to Japan and are popular for their dense flowering and diverse color range. These azaleas bloom in a variety of colors, including white, pink, red, and purple. Deciduous azaleas, conversely, are native to North America, Europe, and Asia. These fragrant flowers wither their leaves in the fall to reveal a beautiful range of autumn colors before they go dormant for the winter. Lastly, exotic azaleas refer to the unique and rare varieties of azaleas not commonly found in traditional gardens. These exotic flowers include the rhododendron oldhamii, 4th of July azalea, and the rhododendron occidental, western azalea. Next, what's the ideal environment for azaleas? Azaleas can thrive and adapt to different environments. However, when it comes to climate, sunlight, and soil conditions, there are some preferences. Preferred climate and temperature. Azaleas prefer a temperate climate with distinct seasons. Azaleas are versatile plants that can tolerate various temperatures but generally prefer cooler conditions. They thrive in USDA hardiness zones 5 to 9, where winter temperatures range from minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit to 30 degrees Fahrenheit. However, some varieties can withstand colder or warmer climates. Sunlight requirements. Azaleas prefer partial shade to full sun. Azaleas require a minimum of 4 to 6 hours of daily sunlight to promote optimal blooming. However, it is advisable to provide shade during the hottest part of the day in hotter climates to prevent leaf scorching. Ideal soil conditions. Azaleas thrive in well-drained soil enriched with organic matter. They prefer slightly acidic soil, with a pH of 4.5 to 6.0. Adequate drainage is essential to prevent the occurrence of root rot, a common issue in azaleas. Incorporating compost or well-rotted manure can improve fertility and enhance the soil's quality if your garden soil is heavy clay or sandy. So, we know the perfect environment for azaleas, but how to plant them? Planting azaleas involves several steps, from choosing the correct location to preparing the soil and the actual planting process. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to plant azaleas. Choose the right location. Azaleas prefer a spot that receives partial shade to full sun, with at least 4 to 6 hours of direct sunlight daily. However, in hotter climates, consider putting them in the shade during the hottest part of the day. The location should also have good drainage to prevent waterlogging, which can lead to root rot. Prepare the soil. azaleas prefer slightly acidic soil rich in organic matter. If your garden soil is either sandy or heavy clay, its fertility and texture can be enhanced by incorporating organic materials like compost or thoroughly decomposed manure. If your soil isn't acidic enough, consider using a soil acidifier. Dig a hole. When preparing to plant an azalea, it is recommended to dig a hole double the width and equal in depth to the plant's root ball. Plant the azalea. Place the azalea in the hole, ensuring the top of the root ball is level with the soil surface. Fill the hole with soil and gently tamp it down. Water the azalea. Water the plant thoroughly after planting and keep the soil moist but not waterlogged. Mulch the azalea. Adding a 3-inch layer of organic mulch retains soil moisture and keeps soil temperatures from fluctuating. Care for the azalea. Azaleas must be watered regularly, especially during dry spells. They also benefit from occasional fertilization and pruning. Now let's explore how to care for azaleas. Azaleas are relatively easy to care for once established. However, they require attention to remain healthy and produce abundant blooms. Here's a guide on how to care for azaleas. Watering requirements and schedule. Azaleas prefer consistently moist soil, but avoiding overwatering is important as this can lead to root rot. During the growing season, water your azaleas regularly, especially during dry spells. To maintain optimal moisture levels for your azalea, a useful guideline is to provide deep watering at least once a week or increase the frequency during intense heat and dry conditions. However, always check the soil moisture levels before watering. Ensure that the soil remains moist for optimal plant growth and is not excessively saturated or soggy. Fertilizer needs and application. Azaleas benefit from regular feeding. Use a slow-release, granular fertilizer specially formulated for acid-loving plants, such as azaleas and rhododendrons. As the plant emerges from hibernation in spring, apply the fertilizer just before the new growth begins. Avoid applying fertilizer after midsummer, as this can stimulate new growth that may not harden off before winter. Pruning and maintenance tips. Pruning is not usually necessary for azaleas, as they naturally grow into a pleasing shape. However, you can prune them to maintain their size or to remove dead or diseased stem/wood. The best time to prune azaleas is in late spring, just after they finish blooming. This is because azaleas set their flower buds for the next year in the summer, so late pruning can remove these buds and reduce the next year's blooms. In terms of maintenance, applying a layer of organic mulch around your azaleas every spring is a good idea. This helps conserve moisture, suppress weeds, and add nutrients to the soil. Keep the mulch a few inches from the plant's trunk to prevent rot. Finally, keep an eye out for pests and diseases. Azaleas can be affected by several pests, such as lace bugs and azalea borers, and diseases, such as leaf gall and petal blight. If you notice any signs of pests or diseases, take action promptly to prevent them from spreading. Azalea common pests and diseases. Like all plants, azaleas can be susceptible to certain pests and diseases. Here's a brief overview of the most common issues and how to deal with them. Common pests. 1. Azalea lace bugs. Lace bugs, pesky insects known for their tendency to feed on the undersides of leaves, can cause unsightly yellowing and speckling. To effectively manage lace bug infestations, options include insecticidal soap or systemic insecticides. 2. Azalea borers. These pests bore into the stems, causing wilting and death of branches. Prune and destroy infested branches and consider using a suitable insecticide. Common diseases. 1. Leaf gall, a fungal disease that can result in distorted and swollen leaves. To prevent the spread of the disease, it is advisable to promptly remove and dispose of the infected leaves. 2. Petal blight. This disease causes flowers to become spotted and mushy. To control petal blight, remove and destroy affected flowers and apply a fungicide. Prevention and treatment. Regular monitoring is key to preventing and treating pests and diseases. Inspect your azaleas regularly for signs of trouble, and take action promptly if you notice anything unusual. Maintaining good cultural practices can also help prevent problems. This includes watering properly, avoiding overhead watering, maintaining good air circulation around plants, and cleaning up plant debris. If pests or diseases become a serious problem, consider seeking advice from a local extension service or a professional horticulturist. They can provide specific recommendations based on your local conditions and the specific problems your azaleas are facing. Propagation of azaleas. Azaleas can be propagated through several methods. 1. Cuttings. This is the most common method of propagating azaleas. Semi-hardwood cuttings are taken in late summer or early fall, treated with rooting hormone, and planted in a well-draining medium. 2. Layering. This involves bending a low-growing branch to the ground, covering part of it with soil, and then severing the rooted part from the parent plant after roots have formed. 3. Seeds. Azaleas can also be grown from seeds, but this method is less common as it requires more time, and the resulting plants may not be identical to the parent plant. Thank you for listening. We will catch up on the next podcast.